Now, a bit of change of pace. It's been a historic week in Ireland, where Queen Elizabeth has made her first ever visit, first ever during her 59-year reign. Our regular poet, Adam Taylor, who, as you might be able to tell from his accent, is of Irish extraction himself, was inspired by the Queen's historic visit, and he came up with this. It's called the Anglo-Celtic Rap.
And the Taoiseach said, "Yo, Queen, it's the Anglo-Celtic dawn. Must remember not to fawn. Haven't seen you for a while. Guess we must have lost your file. Tell us, ma'am, how have you been?" "Rather busy," said the Queen, doing cartwheels up the aisle. "One was feeling rather dizzy. Now one verges on euphoric. Shall we hug and be historic? Shall we hug and be historic?" And the Taoiseach whispered, "Sorry that we haven't been in touch. We were occupied constructing. Ireland version 2.0, adding get up, adding go. How the slaves became the masters. How the statues started moving, going faster, going faster. And we gave the world U2, and we threw in Jedward too. We'd a vision of the Euro, plus we've won the Eurovision quite a few times more than you. And we made Holy Communion with the European Union, but we took more than we gave, but we clean forgot to save," said the Taoiseach to the Queen. "Do you think we were too green? Do you think we were too green?" And the Queen said, "No, that's cool, and we quite regret the rule of Britannia and that stuff, all the glorious, victorious. We played a little rough. Did we seem a bit too tough? Were we biting more than barking? Were we overly monarchic? Were we not at all contrite? Let us now at last be mates," said Elizabeth II, the great British head of state. "Let us not be unbenign. Let us go and see a shrine. We shall sip a pint of Guinness to completely consummate. Does the hand of history beckon? Does the hand of history beckon?" And the Taoiseach said, "Your Highness, may God save your gracious self. We've been taken off in handcuffs by our friend the IMF. But we can't put back the lid, can't undo the things we did. For the sake of God and Ireland, for the sake of Queen and country, could you spare a couple of quid? Could you spare a couple of quid?"
OK, I was being a little bit, as it turned out, disingenuous there. My colleagues here have let me know. Actually, that wasn't Adam Taylor. That was the actor Lloyd Thomas performing the Anglo-Celtic rap. And I would hazard a guess from his name that he's from a different part of the UK. You can find more of Adam's poems on his website, adamtaylorpoetry.com. Still with me, Geoffrey Robertson, QC, Christine Ockrent in Paris. Views, not necessarily on that poem, but on the Queen's visit, because it was pretty triumphant in terms of diplomacy, wasn't it?
It was a good example of reconciliation going for everything going back to Cromwell, but and the poem was very amusing.